This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. For today's start of winter, it's turning cold for Denver in the Front Range. Temperatures are close to zero tonight and tomorrow. CPR's Paolo Jal said it reports it could feel even colder.
Wind chill will make what is forecast to be a day in the single digits and low negatives feel like minus 35 degrees in some parts of the state. Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo should expect these conditions. But in some parts of the plains, it could feel as cold as minus 60 degrees. The western slope and the four corners will be slightly warmer, with highs in the teens and 20s. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Congress is working to pass a $1.7 trillion government funding bill before the end of the week. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports it includes money for projects in Colorado.
About $180 million worth of federal funding could come to Colorado through earmarks offered by the state's Democratic members of Congress. The projects vary from military construction to infrastructure funding to money for youth mental health and rural medicine. Colorado's congressional Republicans all decided not to use earmarks, even as their GOP colleagues from other states did. They've argued the process is ripe for corruption and leads to unnecessary government spending. Democrats say it's an important way for local communities to have their voices heard. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Boulder County Sheriff's Office published the Social Security numbers of some county jail inmates on its website. The information was included in daily lists of hundreds of inmates that are published on the website. CPR News contacted the Boulder County Sheriff's Office about it. Within 90 minutes Tuesday, the information had been deleted from the online lists. Metro Denver, Boulder, the Front Range, Colorado Springs, and Colorado's eastern plains turning much colder tonight and tomorrow. Overnight lows will be well below zero and close to zero on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.